It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the month of December with the grains posting gains pretty much all the way across the board. And what looks like, or hopefully, is maybe a little changing in the directional trend for the grains. We'll talk about the month's performance after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, we wrapped up the month of trading for December, and we brought gains pretty much across the board for most of the commodities, which, you know, wheat came off finishing with some small gains in Minneapolis and Chicago, pretty decent gains as far as Kansas City is concerned. But the big support came in, of course, the corn market, as that's traded up to six-month highs and actually put in a really good month. Following up with the only one that traded with some losses was bean oil. By the time we wrapped up the month of December, we saw Minneapolis wheat gaining anywhere from 4 to 4.25 cents, while we saw Chicago up anywhere from 3.5 to 5.5 cents. Kansas City was the big winner, as I said, at 18.5 to 19.25 cent gains. But corn outperformed all of the markets, as that market gained over 25 cents, actually 25.5 in the March and 26 in the May. Looking at sunflower or soybeans, we actually were able to push the January up about 8.75 cents before it went into delivery. But we were looking at March and May gaining anywhere from 13.75 to 14.5 cents. Soybean meal also had some good strength because of concerns about Argentina. That market was up anywhere from $19 to $20, while bean oil took the bad part of that spread, actually trading anywhere from $1.70 to $1.90 lower. Canola also trading up pretty decent, up anywhere from $27 to $30. In the meats, we had good strength as well. Live cattle gained anywhere from $3 to $5, while we're looking at gains in the feeder cattle market of anywhere from $3.50 to $4.50. Lean hogs finished lower, though, down anywhere from $4 to $5. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $3.60, while gold dropped $10.40. The dollar was up 0.25 cents, and the Dow Jones lost 2,300 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.